100 years ago, most of the worshippers at the Sacred Heart Chapel in Holderness arrived by ferry boat. Shuttled across Squam Lake, they stepped ashore on one of the chapel's three docks. But by the late 90s, Sunday Mass had been suspended and the church was left vacant. It was about that time when Austin Howard and her husband George bought a camp house on the lake and noticed the dormant chapel.
And we would pass this little church, and it was never in use. Anyway, I kept thinking what a perfect theater this would be.
So she tried to buy it.
We would reach out to the Catholic Church, and we would reach out, and we would never get a call back.
3 years later, the church finally responded, agreed to the sale, and performed one final ritual.
They had to de-church it.
That's a word.
I think so. Or they had to come and do something to de-sanctify it.
In 2003, the Little Church Theater opened its doors. Its first play, an original work by a Los Angeles playwright.
My vision for this place was to bring something new and interesting and different to Holderness, meaning actors from L.A., actors from New York. It turned out that it didn't end up that way. It's become a community theater, and the community has embraced it.
Local audience, local actors, even local writers. Playwright Jessica Davis says the Little Church Theater is just 7 minutes from her house.
It's really fun to work with these community actors. I mean, they're fascinating. People who have other jobs and other lives, but they live for community theater. The star of the Salon, Dan Mitchell, who's wonderful, runs a homeless shelter for 97 guests in Portsmouth.
What about the French roll? Ponytail or braid? Should my collar be vibrant or kind of fade? A pixie, a beehive, or the latest fad? A perv or a straight knee would either be bad.
Davis's The Salon is one of two original works the theater's producing this summer.
It's a story of a hairdresser, Mario, whose salon is kind of crumbling around him, and his different clients, women of different ages, dealing with different problems, all of which they share with Mario. And I guess the storyline is the way that Mario helps them through their issues, and they ultimately save his life.
In this scene, 76-year-old Florence asks Mario, the hairdresser, for advice while being heckled about her age by one of Mario's younger clients, Coco. Oh,
Mario, I need your opinion as an aesthetic guru and visionary. I'm thinking of getting a full facelift.
Why? Are you planning on having an open casket?
And that's what I think really sets us out.
Managing Director Dan Pelletier.
There are not a lot of places in the area that do original work, and that was one thing that drew me in to Little Church. It's a huge necessity in the theater world to get new work seen, because if you don't have new work, you just get to go see Annie for the 50th time.
Which doesn't mean the theater would never stage Annie, but that they actively leverage the unknown with the known.
If they come see The Odd Couple and be like, oh man, I really loved The Odd Couple, that was a really good show. If we can go, well, if you love The Odd Couple, we're doing this original play in a few weeks, and I guarantee you it will be just as much fun as The Odd Couple. I know you might not know it, but, you know, take a risk on it, and you gotta build that trust.
This season, two original works, Davis's Salon and Nashua playwright Lowell Williams' Questions in a Quiet Cafe, are supported by The Odd Couple and I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Now in rehearsal.
But every subject I address makes me sound like such a schmuck.
At the Little Church Theater, the actors perform on a stage that was once both altar and pulpit. The stained glass windows remain, as does the cross above the door. The audience sits in pews in the former nave. Founder Austin Howard says current theatergoers are often former parishioners.
They all go, oh my gosh, I used to go to this church. I used to kiss my boyfriend underneath the church. I love this church. Yeah, they come back and they just have wonderful memories, and they're thrilled to see it being used in such a wonderful way.
It may have been dechurched, but as playwright Jessica Davis recalls an early table read with her gathered cast, the theater still provides a sacred space for the community.
And I said, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm creating a work of art. And I felt a little self-conscious for a moment coming out with a statement like that. And I looked around the room, and their eyes were filled with tears, and they were all nodding. And I realized, wow, so are we, you know, they said, so are we.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.
I'm not a guy girls love.
Well, I'm not a girl guys crave.
Really?
I'm awkward and whiny.
My biceps are tiny.
I'm not too athletic.
My clothes are synthetic.